This is Public Radio 90. I'm Kurt Hosworth for Northern Arts and Culture, on the line with two special guests today to talk about the return of vinyl record shows at the Ordock Brewing Company this coming early June 2021. I'm on the line with John Teichman from the NMU Record Club and also Jeff Walker. These two gentlemen are instrumental in putting together these vinyl record shows. So welcome to both of you.
Thanks for having us.
It's really great to be back on the radio with you, Kurt.
Absolutely. Same here, and still in a little different fashion, but we are talking about some returns to form here and returning to get to some live events. Now, coming up in early June, we've got the return of the vinyl record shows. Last year, there was supposed to be a record show. There were supposed to be many things that were canceled due to COVID-19 and everything having to do with that and safety measures. I'm sure the two of you were disappointed that you couldn't do this last year.
Yeah, it was really, I mean, this is a big social outlet, I think, for both of us. And there's a lot of people that we only see at these events. And so, yeah, we're definitely missing our musical and arts community members that we really hope to see them again at this June event.
Yeah, we're very much looking forward to seeing our friends and talking about the things we're passionate about and sharing our love of music with people. And it's been a long time coming.
Absolutely, it has. And now, since it has been a little while, what has it taken to get to this point of being able to hold another record show? Obviously, there's been a lot of factors outside of our scope of influence, such as vaccinations and mask wearing and mandates and such. But in terms of the two of you and your planning, what has it taken to be able to hold this event this year?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say that John and I agreed very early on that we would wait until we believed that we could have an event that was both safe and fun. So we feel like we can work together with the people of Marquette to have an event that is safe and fun and respectful of each individual's comfort level, and find a way to do this together again. And what it takes to do it is a lot of thought, a lot of looking at calendars, a lot of scouring the internet during COVID, since we couldn't go out so much, for cool records to bring to Marquette, in my case, or for John, in John's case, to have sent to Marquette to then bring out for the rest of you. But it's a lot of logistics, coordination, heavy lifting, mental gyrations of deciding what we think somebody might want to take home with them to add to their collection, and making sure that they're clean and presented well and are going to be something that somebody hopefully treasures.
I think it's also, you know, just this idea too that, you know, being patient and being persistent and being positive about having things to look forward to. And having things to look forward to was really kind of my mantra for the last 15 months.
Yep, and that's definitely something I'm sure many of us here, if not all of us, are, you know, we're looking forward to things, and we're looking forward to that feeling of optimism to be able to get out and do more. Now, I understand the two of you just held, or you were part of an event down in downstate Michigan that was kind of a similar event. Can you tell us a little bit about that and how things went?
Well, we had the good fortune of being invited to take part in the Lansing Collectible Comic Toy and Record Show, or maybe it's Toy, Comic, and Record Show. The Lansing Collectible Toy, Comic, and Record Show, I think, is the proper title. And that happens a couple times a year, but this was obviously the first one since the beginning of March last year in 2020. And John and I set up three tables of records and books and tapes and CDs, and we're happy to see some of our friends from this area and meet new friends that live in the Lansing area. And it was fun. It was a little bit daunting because this was our first public event in so long. And we had to oil the machine and stretch the muscles and get everything ready mentally and physically. And, you know, I have to admit, I hadn't lifted so many heavy boxes for quite a while. They've been cluttering up my house, and I'm happy to see the carpet again.
Well, it's good to hear that the two of you have gotten a show under your belts, so to speak, especially after such a long time, so that you can bring that knowledge and that experience and, you know, kind of those warmed up muscles back to us here in the Marquette area at the Ordoc Brewing Company for this final record show happening June 3rd through the 6th of this year. And now I understand that this year marks another anniversary of holding these record shows in Marquette.
Yeah, I mean, it was a long time ago.
In a galaxy far, far away. Well, not really. It was right there at Ordoc Brewing Company. But
on the shores of Lake Superior, Jeff Walker approached me about doing a record show together. And here we are 8 years later. And it's certainly a lot of hard work, a lot of tough thoughts and challenging problem solving and physical labor. But at the end of it, we've really created this community of people that everybody's tastes are welcome. Everybody is welcome. And people continue to come out and show support.
You know, John says to me every once in a while that while a lot of work goes into this, it doesn't feel like work because all of the stuff that we do to prepare for it is going to lead up to a lot of fun. And once we're there, it's just a blast to get to share all of our interests and to learn about stuff from the people that come in, because it's never happened that we have an event where somebody doesn't come in and say, have you heard of X, Y, or Z? And we say, no, tell us more. And then our horizons are expanded. So this is a two-way street of enjoyment. You know, we're here for the public, but the public really brings something to us every time.
So a passion project on its 8th anniversary, bringing back the vinyl record show to the Ordoc Brewing Company. And this is an invitation for people from all across the Upper Great Lakes to come on down to the Ordoc Brewing Company. And I understand to talk with both of you and talk with other like-minded folks about, you know, old records, tapes, or other kinds of media, right? This is not just a record show.
Oh, it's really something for everybody. I mean, from rock and roll show posters to CDs, you know, people really like CDs, cassettes, 45s, and of course vinyl records, and t-shirts, art and pop culture books, comic books, really a little bit of everything. Even, you know, we talk video games sometimes. It's really about where people are at with what their niche is and what gets them excited, makes them happy. And I think that sharing that with people and, like Jeff said, learning more about what people are interested in. I don't think there was a day of a past event where I wasn't learning something new every day.
I agree. I think that one of my favorite things, well, I know one of my favorite things about music is that there's always something to learn. You can turn in any direction and the rabbit hole opens in front of you and never ends. There's always another room underneath the last box in the back corner of the basement. There's always more to know.
Down the rabbit hole you can go at the Vinyl Record Show. And just a reminder, we're speaking with John Teichman and Jeff Walker about this NMU Record Club event, the 4-day Vinyl Record Show at Ordoc Brewing Company, June 3rd through the 6th, all throughout the weekend starting on that Thursday. Now, if people listening now have questions about anything to do with the event, whether it's certain requests for music or anything to do with safety protocols or just more information about how they can get there, how would people best reach out to either one of you about the event?
Well, the easiest way to contact us would probably be through the Facebook event page, searching for Ordoc Vinyl Record Show. And if they are not Facebook people, perhaps the best way would be to reach out to John.
Yeah, we in the midst of the pandemic, my wife and I have opened a space in downtown Marquette at 317 West Washington called The Emporium, featuring vintage vinyl. And people can call or text our business number, which is 906-373-6183. We'd be happy to help anybody answer any questions they have.
Super. So we can start the ball rolling for questions, requests, and excitement for getting back to having these vinyl record shows at the Ordoc Brewing Company. Again, they're celebrating the 8th anniversary of these shows, a community event down at the Ordoc Brewing Company. John and Jeff, it's been a pleasure. Is there anything else that either of you two would like to add today?
Well, the one thing that comes to mind, Kurt, is that in the past, we've scheduled our beginning day on Thursday to start at 4 p.m. we're doing something a little different this year, and we're going to have our days run from open to close at the Ordoc. So that's going to be noon to 11. They're closing earlier as a result of COVID than they were in years past, and that's fine. It'll be an early night for us, which we haven't had at previous shows, but we deserve it. We're getting older. And, so noon to 11 on all four of those days.
All right. And a good way to remember all four of those days, the same hours there. And again, more information is at the Ordoc Brewing Company Facebook page. You can find the Vinyl Records Show link there. And you can also get in touch with John Teichman at the Emporium featuring Vintage Vinyl downtown Washington Street in Marquette, Michigan. Well, thank you, John and Jeff, for telling us more about all that it takes to bring this Vinyl Records Show back to the Ordoc Brewing Company.
Thank you very much, Kurt. We really appreciate the support.
It's always a pleasure talking to you.